and another thing is, when I was younger, and this is where another part of the criticism comes, I would run my mouth constantly, and in some cases it might have been justified, and in a lot it definitely wasn't. And,
yeah.
I didn't win a lot of, I don't get a lot of Christmas cards from those people, and as I've gotten older, I've tried to make amends to where I might have overstepped my boundaries, and then, go from there, walk away from it with a clean conscience, and gone as well as you can expect.
Do you feel that because of those situations, and then, of course, that feeds into the rumor mill, where the rumor mill all of a sudden turns into so-called quote-unquote fact, is that why you feel that your art is truly not as respected and classified where it should be?
I'm sure that being an asshole hasn't won me any awards as far as that's concerned. Also, what I do isn't for everybody, and that's probably a big part of it. Longevity doesn't automatically denote quality.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I've been doing this for almost 20 years doesn't mean that everything I've done, Jimmy Cabs, has been the golden egg, Like, I've definitely put out some shit, and even if I'm satisfied with it, there's definitely people who have looked at it and been like, well, this really isn't worth my time. And, whatever, different strokes for different folks. But, I'm sure that's helped get the rumor mill going. I mean, with anything, there's always going to be people that are catty, who are going to talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are going to take things wrong. And, or people who are just, they're so insecure with their own place in the world that they're going to do their best to tear other people who, have any kind of margin of success down, just because it's going to make them feel better.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. Well, Neil, I got to tell you, man, I've always admired you as an artist, and the fact that you've opened up and really just showed your true humanity is not only commendable, but it really just goes to show that you are the real deal, and that's why your music is so fucking intense and sick. Let's mention this again. Twilight, number 3, Beneath the Trident's Tomb. That's out now. Krieg, you're recording, or you've completed recording the new album. When will this be out again?
In August, probably.
Okay, and is there a working title?
Yeah, it's going to be called Transient.
Transient, and that's going to be coming out soon. And let's talk about Lithodome. You have something out released now, correct?
Uh-huh, yep. Yeah, we have a self-titled, I don't fucking remember. It's called Coma Void, and that was released last year on Fall of Nature in Australia.
Wow. So many different diverse projects, but they all encompass the same energy and the same creativity, man. I commend you, dude. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me, man. April 9th, you're going to be playing Los Angeles, the 5-star, April 9th with Krieg. That's going to be a great show, man.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.